The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
Okay, I guess maybe that. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to the Power Hour. I'm filling in. My name is Sam, and I have done this a few times now, and sometimes I do it well, and sometimes I don't do it so well. And I wanted to start off with, I wanted to start off with a little poem written about, 13 years ago, because I think it actually, you know how some things just get more true, like truth gets more true. It doesn't mean it's more true, it just gets more illuminated inside of our soul, inside of our bodies, inside of ourselves. Like truth is just so wonderful. And it's the only thing that we can really depend on, because you can't be creative enough when you're a liar to continue creating more and more stories. And there are so many liars breaking the commandments. You do not lie. You lie. But nonetheless, I think I'll start off with this. And then Catherine had emailed me last night about some things that actually happened to the Power Hour. And she said her listeners don't really know what happened. So I want to share a few things that she told me and she asked me to share with you. And it would be awesome, Catherine, if you're listening, to really call in, because this is quite a story. I mean, you've been there from the beginning, and these last few, couple of months, and now the Power Hour's on bbsradio.com, channel 2. And it's really extraordinary, and the amount of work and strain and stress that Catherine has gone through to keep this going for her listeners. And when they moved from Global Star, apparently their website, their Power Hour website, got hacked twice, and nobody knew where they were going. So it's been really, really difficult. And there's some stuff that I from her during this first few minutes, but I do want to read this little ditto that I wrote back in 2013, because it does still apply. I am a dying breed. I am one who still believes in the majesty of the sun on a leaf, a seed shooting roots, chicks nestled under silken wings, the musk of hay, the earth in spring. The soul, the slap, the funk, the chill, the round of the blue note. Count Basie's cool. K-Star's wheel, Fitzgerald's appeal, Aretha's swagger, Prince's gender. Who are we? As male, female, we traipse, travail, selling our clout, believing our myths, shorting our stocks and raising our fees for society's goals in imperialist decrees. Yahweh HaMashiach, deliver us from our pride, our evil, our minions of pride and murders and lies, our drones detonate innocent children's insides. I weep, cry. There's a moat in my eye. There's a moat in my eye. Yes, I am a dying breed. I am one who still believes in the human voice and touch, face to face to see the truth, but there's been a breach of trust. They've taken our DNA and transposed it as code. Information without meaning, conjunctions with no unction, cutting and pasting, eugenics in the making, rearranging genes like words on a screen. We're caught in their totalitarian, scientific, transhuman dictatorship net. A transhuman way of seeing, hearing, speaking, weeping, killing, culling, seeking. Hey, you, NSA, get off of my cloud. Hey, you, NSA, get off of my cloud. So I walked into a Verizon store to see the app. And remember, this is 11 years ago, 12, 13 years ago. I walked into a Verizon store to see the apps, the attachments, the products, just to take a look at the dross. I inquired, when they market the chips for our brains, will you sell them as well? Oh, yes. The salesman's face was aglow. When technology leaps, man jumps too. But do you want to be tracked wherever you go? Well, I'm doing nothing wrong, he smugly confided. Not today, perhaps, I peered into his eye. But since the makers of chips write the other laws too, they'll decide if you don't follow their rules or if you do. And in time, they'll decide your work, your societal place, the food you eat, the medicine you take, the children your father, as well as your fate. There are many ways to look at it, I guess, he conceded, a small drop of sweat on his forehead beaded. Perhaps there's not more than two, was my quiet reply as I sashayed my way outside. Now, I've still got the to refuse the lies, their chips, their enhancements, their cling-clang of steel, their cyborg appeal, their robot swagger. But it's not just my body, it's my soul that they're after. And I will refuse today and hereafter. So I wanted to share that because that's what's going on, obviously. That's what's going on. I mean, they're out to kill us. Satan's out to kill each and every one of us through various means, whether it's the food, the chemtrails. There's a story I want to share later about the EMF waves, and they have the new kind of technology, not just the nanobots driving down from the chemtrails and going to the synapses of your brain, and, you know, people will hear things in their head and the gang stalking, and not just that, but it's like an improved version of the EMF waves that can take you out. I don't know if you guys remember the when was it? The Gulf of Mexico and was it the Horizon? Is that what it was called? The oil spill? The Horizon? Well, the guy that was actually telling the truth about that, he worked for an oil company. I can't remember his name. Maybe one of you do. But shortly after he was talking about how that so-called pre-planned accident happened many, many years ago, he died of a heart attack. And they can create little boom, you know, I mean, give a heart attack anywhere. You know, you got a cell phone, they can send a drone. And I mean, they were doing that in Iraq, finding the cell phones and the location, and they would just, you know, they just kill you. But nonetheless, if we fear our maker and cry out to Yahweh, which is his name, his name is not God. And his name is not Jesus. We've been lied to, folks. We've been lied to so much. We've been lied to so much. But as long as we have breath, we're here. We're living. What? Wow, wow. We're alive. We're alive. Okay. So Catherine, who's been at this with, you know, Joyce really from the beginning. And Catherine, if you ought to call in, hon, because you know this story so well. You've been living this for a while. She wanted me to let you know that it was the pagan month of SEPT. Remember the months and the days? A lot of them, except for September, which I believe means, is Sept 7, I think. Sept is 7, but that's not actually the seventh calendar, the seventh month in the calendar. Anyway, from that month, she got a text from the folks at Global Star saying the network's losing money and was in danger. And then, boom, she got a text message saying that the Power Hour is not going to be playing on the air that day. It's not going to be broadcasting that day. And he said, we'll just run reruns for the rest of the time. And then for those of you who have been following, and if you found the Power Hour on BBS, I'm so glad you did. You know Joyce, right? Joyce Richardson ran the Power Mall, right? I mean, she was the one that was talking to you all the time and taking all the orders. Well, it turns out once the Power Hour was taken off of Global Star, then Catherine's stepfather, Joyce's husband, lost his job. And so Joyce had to find another job. Joyce is not answering the phone anymore and doing the orders at the Power Hour. She had to find a full-time job. She wasn't even sure that the Power Hour would be on the air even more. So, Catherine, and this is from an email that she sent me actually last night, and she wanted me to share some of this, and I said, absolutely, I will. She was able to get on BBS Radio, which is what you're listening to right now, but she was not able between the 7th of the pagan to the she was not able to tell the listeners. They didn't know anything about it. And on the evening of the 6th, the day before they were going to go on BBS, their website was hacked. The Power Hour website was hacked. So nobody was able to go to the website and find out where they were. And so she made another website. And then that was hacked as well. I mean, this is really something going on here Catherine and Joyce have been going through. So there's no one to answer the order line. They haven't had any donations or orders or anything for a month. And Catherine says she's, you know, they're in trouble. So what they've done is she's created another way. I mean, she's created another thepowerhour.com. And you can go there and visit it now, I believe, and find out how to do your ordering and do your things. Today is a new moon day for me, so I don't buy or sell on these types of days. I'm into the specifics of these things, but she also asked that if you guys would pray for her and pray for the Power Hour. So the Power Hour. .com, I believe, now is up. And Catherine, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to call in, darling, and fill in some of the gaps. But she has done everything she knows how to do to keep this on the air, because she said that she really wants to honor the legacy of Joyce Riley. And so that's the story on that. And I wanted to share that right away. So thank you for listening. We're going to talk just a little bit about Gaza, what's going on. It's genocide even more. I mean, how can genocide be more genocide today than genocide yesterday? How is that possible? It seems impossible, but it is. They're slaughtering everyone. They're slaughtering everyone. They're starving everyone. For a long time, it was like they were saying, okay, they'd throw down little leaflets like the U.S. did in Iraq. They would throw down leaflets with little signs that said, okay, we'll give you 10. I don't know if this is absolutely correct on the information, but it's like 5,000 for Al-Qaeda and 10,000 for a Taliban, or 10,000 for, anyway, they were bribing people with flyers coming down to turn people in. And that's how a lot of people ended up in Guantanamo Bay, actually. People were turning in their neighbors for $25,000 or $10,000. But this is in northern Gaza, where they're throwing down little leaflets saying, okay, get out now. We're going to be bombing all the time, so move out. And then when people move out, they bomb the people that are moving out. So it's called genocide. And don't call me anti-Semite, man. Anti-Shemite, against the name. No, I'm not against the name. The name is Yahweh. The name is Yahweh. It's a sound of breath, sound of your heartbeat. So, but it's real convenient for them to use that meme of anti-Semitism. And actually, Trump's using that a lot too. So be cautious. That's all I'm going to say. You want know, if you want know more all about that stuff, listen to Christian World Media. There's a broadcast called Remember the Law of Moses. There is a rememberthelawofmoses.com. And then that broadcast is on Christian World Media on the Classic Redneck Radio channel. And that's weeknights at 9. You want to know about what's going on with Mr. Trump? Then I would suggest listening to that broadcast because it'll blow your mind. So let's see. This was what's going on just the other day in the Jabalia refugee camp. This was on the 20th of 11 days ago. And they had a school, and they forced people out of the school, and they led them into a large ditch that had been dug in advance by the military. They made all the men go down first, and they ordered us to climb out of the ditch. They didn't kill them there, like that could have happened, but they ordered them to come out of the ditch one by one and stand in front of a camera that had been installed. Do you still take selfies, people? You know, the Second Commandment says you're not to take any image of anything. Nothing, no image of anything. And the image of the beast, that's your giving up your image to the beast, man, to the computer, to the artificial. Let me say that again, artificial. It's not real. It's not real. It's artificial intelligence. So they ordered these folks, forcing them out of this refugee camp. Now, before this happened, I don't know if it was in Jabalia or if it was another refugee camp, but there was no water, right? So they bombed it, and there was a huge fire. And many Palestinians watched their family members burn to death because no water. We're talking children, women, grandfathers, grandmothers burned to death at a refugee camp. Can genocide be worse than just genocide? I mean, Dresden was genocide too, but that's a whole nother story. So they made men go to the ditch, and they stood one by one, and they came out and stood in front of a camera, and they had to stay there for 3 minutes because the camera wanted to scan their face, and it wanted to match the data that was already stored inside the Israeli Synagogue of Satan's military system. Now, after the scans, the soldiers would talk to the individual and say, okay, we know your name, your age, your work, where you live, your personal activities, your family members. And when they suspected someone, they took him away to an unknown. And if you had, for example, belonged to a resistance movement or, they took you away to kill you there. They took you away to kill you there. Now, artificial intelligence has been used for quite some time in Gaza. As a matter of fact, there was a two programs. We started at 5 after. I'm looking at the clock. I'm remotely doing this, folks, so I don't really have the studio clock, so I'll just keep talking until I hear that little sound. But I think we have a couple more minutes to discuss this. But one of the artificial intelligence programs they were using was actually called the Gospel. Can you believe that? The Gospel. The Gospel of death in their mind, right? The gospel of the good news, which is the fear of Yahweh, because the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And the fear of Yahweh is clean. And even the earth fears Yahweh. Stars fear Yahweh. They vibrate. They stay in their place. They do what they're told. They're obedient. And we ought to be too. Obedience to Yahweh. Just start with the Ten Commandments. So they called it the gospel, this AI artificial intelligence mechanism being used in Gaza. But the gospel AI was being used just to pick out the buildings they wanted to bomb. Now, if you have gone to look at what's going on there, and remember, Gaza is really small. I mean, it's 26 miles long. It's 2.5 miles wide, up to 7 miles wide in different areas. But they sure, they want to slaughter everybody and get that Ben-Gurion canal, you know, and they want to stop using the other canal. I mean, it's just so evil, and they want all the minerals, and they want all the whatever. It's evil, 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 evil. So they were using an AI program called The Gospel to take out the building pictures. There's how many thousands of bombs have been dropped? Everything is decimated. It is cement and dust and urine and filth and dead bodies and disease, and it's unlivable. Two-state solution? I don't think so. It's insane. This is so evil. So evil. So take a look at what it looks like. There's nothing there. They bombed hospitals. They bombed schools. They bombed shelters. They bombed, you know, whatever they could find. Oh, gee, there's Hamas down in that tunnel, you know. And then there's an AI program that they're using called Lavender. And Google is supporting. I don't know if Google provided some of the AI technology for Lavender, but Google does support Israel, the synagogue of Satan's use artificial intelligence. And there are, I think I mentioned this the last time I was on the air, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, there are people working at Google that are pretty pissed off about this, but I don't know if there's enough that are actually willing to quit and forego their so-called 401k and their pension, which, you know, it's going to mean nothing, basically, eventually. It's going to mean nothing. But nonetheless, the Lavender artificial intelligence, like I said, the Gospel artificial intelligence was more concerned with buildings and structures, and there's the music. We will talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to The Power Hour. ThePowerHour.com is the website. We'll be back. My name is Sam. Thank you so much. And thank you, Catherine and Billy and Yawa.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour, because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
I think that's considered the music. So we're back to the Power Hour. You know, I remember being on the Power Hour seven years ago, and being able to hear the wondrous health information from, like, you know, Dr. Rogers, Dr. Circus, all these people. I mean, really, the Power Hour, not just all the lies about the wars and the vaccines, but there are bioweapons now, but the vaccines and all that stuff, but the health information you get from the Power Hour and is still tremendous. So I do urge you to support them in all the ways that you can. El temor de Yahweh es el principio de sabiduría. Now, what did I just say? The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And that's what happened to America. I mean, that's really what happened. They forgot to fear their maker. They fear man. You know, Yeshua Christ said, don't fear man. All man can do is kill you. But the creator can kill you and put you in Gehenna. You know, we fear our maker. It's clean, it's exciting, it's invigorating. It causes you to be alert, be awake, be alive, to know that the made all is inside you and made your bones and made your heart, made your liver, made your kidney, made your pancreas, your spleen, your immune system, your ligaments, your tendons, your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your heart, your heartbeat that says his name. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Teach me thy way, Yahweh. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. So that's a little Spanish. El temor de Yahweh es el principio de sabiduría. The fear of Yahweh. Intelligence being used in Gaza to slaughter and genocide, and just it's so horrific. And that there are so-called Christians that support this, Because it's it, because these folks over there doing this are God's chosen people? I don't think so, folks. And for more about this, for more about this whole topic, I do encourage you so much. And there is a broadcast by that same name, weeknights at 9 p.m. on Christian World Media / Classic Redneck Radio. And they will talk a lot about what is really going on spiritually in this battle against Satan and Yahweh, and how America is being fooled to think that elections will fix things. So lavender was used to figure out, okay, who are we going to kill today? Who are we going to kill? So they would map things out with what information they thought they had. And if they found a low level, what they would consider a low level Hamas person, they considered that, okay, if we just killed 10 civilians for that, that's okay. That's all right. And then the calculus would be, if it's a really high target Hamas person hiding in a hospital, which we know they didn't, but if there really is hiding somewhere and we find 100 civilians, that was the calculus of the AI program called Lavender that Google was helping Israel Synagogue of Satan with during the beginning and now still happening in that area. In that area. Now, there have been so many, I mean, there's so many, I mean, they really, there's some doctors that had gone over to do some volunteer work for about 6 or 7 weeks. And recently they came back and they wrote a letter to Brandon administration. And they said, there's got to be like 120,000 dead. And who knows how many are dead under the rubble. You got to stop this. You just have to stop this. They said they've never seen so many infants just, you know, blown up. Or children with missing limbs. They've never seen it before. And the death and the filth and the disease and the, you know, no water. I mean, they call war hell, right? For a reason. So they've been using artificial intelligence to do this. And it used to be like in the beginning, if there was an injured, if there was somebody that was really to what's called the Rafah border crossing. It's on the border of Egypt. They would try to get them down there. And a few people did get out because they needed a lot of help. But they've since closed that border. And since they've done that in the pagan month of May, only 237 patients have been medically evac'd out of Gaza. And 127 of them are children. And at that rate, this article says it would take 29 years for everyone seeking treatment to be allowed out, and they'd be. That's what's going on. Paul Craig Roberts, I think he was in the, wasn't he in the Reagan administration? Paul Craig Roberts. Well, he's become quite vocal over the last couple decades. And here's something that he wrote in a recent article. He said, you know, where is the law that allows for a hospital to be directly targeted? This is Paul Craig Roberts writing this. Quote, Israel gets away with mass murder of civilians and genocide of people in a country. And for decades, Israel has used the Holocaust. And there's a lot about that that is not true. Victimizers. Israel's theft of Palestine and the murder of the inhabitants is presented as self-defense. Those who challenge Israel's right to steal a country and murder its inhabitants are ruined by Israel's propaganda agents in the Western world, the media of which never dares to utter one critical word against Israel. The synagogue of Satan. The world's governments do not break diplomatic relations with Zionist state. It's the unspeakable Israeli evil with Palestinian anesthesia with adults having to eat grass where it can be found in order to have anything in their stomachs, where the scant water supply is polluted and every adult and child and health worker are sick. Israel and the U.S. are intentionally starving Palestinians to death. Now, do you not think that our Creator sees this? You know, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of Yahweh. What? Repent. If you're in a whatever assembly that supports this genocide, get out. Get out of them all anyway. They've been lying to you for a long time. I might read the Ten Commandments again later today, just to give you an idea of what repent means. You know, I mean, I had to learn this stuff too, folks. I'm just like you. I'm learning. I'm learning every day. And I'm sad. I'm sad. I weep for our nation, man. Don't you remember when you... laugh and, oh man, I think this way. You think that way? I had so much fun when I was like 9 years old. And my dad would go to this drugstore after church, right? And there'd all these guys, you know, they all had butch haircuts and, you know, they're all standing around, they're talking world affairs, you know, and they're talking this and they're talking that. And they were loud and they were all disagreeing about everything. And then they loved each other. You know, but the society's been manipulated with such what Satan believes, you know. So anyway, let's go over to Ukraine for a minute. Let's just go there for a second. A lot of mercenaries in Ukraine. By the way, you're listening to The Power Hour. My name is Sam, and I'm really honored to be here. And I want to thank Catherine. I want to thank Phil. I want to thank Billy. Thank Yahweh. And just really grateful. Just really grateful. But Ukraine, lots of mercenaries in Ukraine. And there's a man named Robert Worth. Are there, and they got caught. Now, the Kursk region is actually in Russia. And so when they crossed the Russian border, these mercenaries, including Americans and Ukrainians that they grab off the street, 100,000 Ukrainians, I believe, have gone AWOL. And there are so many people trying to get out of the country because they don't want to just be sent to the front range and die. And so there are, this is just one American who was over there, and there, and the Russians found him. He murdered, this is what he's accused of: murder, attempted murder, terrorism, property damage, threat, illegal use of firearms, illegal crossing of a state border. He attempted to sell uniforms, watches, and bones taken from dead Russian soldiers. Taken from dead Russian soldiers. Those are what some Americans are doing over there. Now, still, the United States. I'm glad about that. But they are giving them another $1 billion so that they can build their own long-range drones. And the United States also recently gave, I don't know how many, much money to Taiwan to build long-range drones. So long-range drones are the AI rage, even though, I mean, they've been used to kill people in Iraq before. Like I said, they found a cell phone, they targeted it in, and they would do it. So 800 million in military aids, these drones into Russia. I mean, Putin's got a lot of patience, I could say that. And Zelensky is basically, well, I don't even want to say what I actually think about Zelensky, but the Ukraine has been used And it's so sad because it really is one of the breadbaskets. I mean, the land in Ukraine is an amazingly fertile land, at least it used to be, and incredibly fertile land for wheat. And just world, Ukraine was one of the breadbaskets of the world. And the money laundering there, and the bioweapons there, and the use of that as a pawn by NATO and by the neocons, Victoria Nuland, and even back when Wolfowitz and, you know, all those guys, those evil people in the White House. I mean, they've always wanted to take out Iran, and they've always wanted to take out Russia. Well, so Ukraine has kind of been a staging group. Just evil when it comes to pharmaceuticals and this kind of thing. But Denzel Washington, actually, the actor Denzel Washington has come out recently, and we've known this for a long time, but it's just awful. But there are children that are kept in factory farm conditions in Ukraine, and Putin is actually trying to stop this. They're called adrenochrome tours. You know how the Bible is very clear that you don't drink blood, right? Sacrifice. And there may have been with that horrible so-called thing yesterday, Halloween, that this could have even been happening in the last 24 hours, where children are sacrificed and their blood is drinking. Well, that's happening in Ukraine. It's like a factory farm. Now, first of all, I should have said from the very beginning of the broadcast, don't believe anything I say. Do your own research. Do your own research. But oh, that's fun. Israel, adrenochrome Israel. And so there's a lot there in Ukraine, because there are, if that region is, you know, defeated, then these little factory farms with, you know, will be destroyed. And that's actually, Putin is trying to do that, if you haven't heard that. So, but that's apparently been a choice area for the Hollywood elite to get its supply of this to go on in Ukraine. There was a whistleblower recently with James O'Keefe. You know James O'Keefe, he's the guy, I can't remember his website, but he's got that, he always finds these reports, and people talk to him on the underground. And there was a person who worked for the GSA, the General Services Administration, and she talked with James O'Keefe. And she worked, she found a couple contracts. And these GSA, General Services Administration, a lot of contracts being awarded in the United, in here, in the U.S. corporate state, to transport unaccompanied minors all over the country. It comes from, it says there's a performance work statement, unaccompanied children, transportation and logistics, the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Refugee Settlement. And they just... And there's been $347 million in contract services with a private security contractor with ties to the CIA, NSA, FBI, Homeland Security, GSA, to just transport these little ones. And she says, that was my line in the sand, she said. When I found out the GSA had awarded a contract to a company who transport unaccompanied minors, she had to quit. it's horrifying, horrifying conditions. She goes, once you know, you cannot unknow, she said. Now, she's a brave woman. She came out and spoke the truth, and she quit. And she's going to trust in her creator to take care of her, which those of you working at the GSA and those of you, you know, working at the NIH and all these three bit dot agencies doing what you're doing, you know, thinking you're going to not be killed when they're done with you, you know, it's time to get out. It's time to get out. It's time to get out. So the European Union, the citizens have been told to stock up in case of a chemical or a nuclear emergency. European Union citizens told to stock up, be prepared. Be prepared for cyber attacks, potential disasters, including a nuclear conflict. That's what they're saying over there. And let's see if I have this. Oh, yeah. Well, this is actually, this is a good little story. Robert F. K. And you know, some of us were there when his dad was murdered. And I'm not so sure it was Sirhan Sirhan, folks, knowing what we know now. And some of us were there when Kennedy was, and some of us were there when Dr. King. And look at America now, since then. Look what's happened. Look what's happened. Wake up. Repent. I'm going to read the Ten Commandments before the time is over. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is going to be, I guess he's the co-chair of Trump's transition team, he says he vaccines are unsafe, and he wants them to be pulled from the market. Wouldn't that be great? Considering that childhood autism rates have surged 2,678% since 1986, when the vaccine, now they're bioweapons, but when the vaccine makers gained legal immunity back when Reagan signed that. 1 in 33. Used to be 1 in 1,000. Don't put anything in your body except the good things that you can find. And the things that, you know, Yahweh gave us for sure. Yeah, 1 in 33. And, you know, the Dutch people, I believe, have called a few folks like Bill Gates and Mark Rutte, who used to be the Dutch prime minister, and now I think he's the head of NATO. But they've called them on account. They want them to come to court because of the vaccine, the bioweapon. They want to have them testify because there's a lot of people dying, and they're trying to give some accountability. But Kenya has given. You're listening to the Power Hour. I think the best thing I can do is, in the remaining moments, I think I just have a couple moments left. I'm not sure. I want to read the Ten Commandments to you, because repentance is so important. We have to fear our Maker. El temor de Yahweh es el principio de sabiduría. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. And we fear him, and we obey him, and we find out what his commandments are, and we find out what his calendar is. And we write a copy of the Torah, too. So for more on that, and Christian World Media, the Classic Redneck Radio Channel, weeknights, 9 p.m. Here's the Ten Commandments. I am Yahweh, your mighty one. I brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery. You have no other mighty ones before my face. You don't make for yourself a carved image or a likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or which is in the earth beneath, or the waters. You don't bow down to them. You don't serve them. What is everybody bowing down to? Making images of themselves on. I am a jealous mighty one, visiting the crookedness of the fathers to the children of the third and fourth generations, showing kindness to thousands who love me and guard my commands. You don't bring the name of Yahweh, your mighty one, to naught, for Yahweh does not bring his name to naught. His name is the sound of your breath. Every word you speak Let everything that hath breath praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Remember the Sabbath to set it apart. 6 days you labor, do you work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to Yahweh, and it's not on a pagan SAT or SAN. It follows a different calendar. Your mighty one, you don't do any work. You, your son, your daughter, your male servant, maidservant, the earth in 6 days, the sea, and rested the seventh day. He set apart the Sabbath day. Okay. Respect your father and mother so that your days are prolonged upon the soil which Yahweh, your mighty one, is giving you. You do not murder. You do not commit adultery. You do not steal. You do not bear false witness against your neighbor. You do not covet your neighbor's house. You do not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, or whatever belongs to your neighbor. You don't fear man. You fear your maker. You don't fear man. Okay, I think Don just told me that Chris is on the line. I think we only have a minute. Is this correct, Don? I think we only have a minute.
Yes, but he hung up when he heard you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, Chris, call next time. Call next time. I just didn't have enough time for that. And I'm really, really sorry. We just didn't have enough time because I don't really understand the clock quite yet. So please forgive me for that. Next week, what I can do is have you call in first thing. And I hope that works out for you. You're listening to The Power Hour. My name is Sam. I'm honored to have been able to be a part of this conversation. The Power Mall is back up online, and Catherine has done a tremendous amount of work to get this broadcast back on the air. So make sure that you support her and them in really, really do it. I'm going to just take a paragraph from this other thing that I wrote many, many years ago as we close down this. We humans can do whatever we want. Oh my, we're such a sorry lot. 55 million. Still, thank you for listening.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.